Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
And in fact, two silent keys today. Silent key is Joe Sebastiani, VK4SWR. A big shock to the amateur radio community and most radio nets, the sad news has been received that long-time member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club, antenna experimenter and avid radio net participant, VK4SWR, went silent key after an horrific domestic accident. Joe had slipped on wet tiles at his home in Burdell, North Queensland, a couple of weeks previously, rushed to Townsville University Hospital with injuries to his skull and brain so severe doctors put Joe into an induced coma in an attempt to let his body heal. A week later, Joe was taken out of the induced coma, but soon lapsed into another coma, this from which he did not recover. Joe passed away in hospital around 5 p.m. Saturday, August 3. Joe grew up in Mount Isa, worked for a long time for Mount Isa Mines and attained amateur radio callsign VK4LED thanks to training provided by members of the Mount Isa and District Amateur Radio Club. He was a keen DXer on the 27 meg CB band and soon had prolific contacts on the ham bands but found the power limit to the novice license restrictive. He was persuaded to upgrade to advanced and was successful in attaining VK4SWL, then converted to VK4SWR while still in the ISA. More DX ensured, not only on HF but also VHF and UHF. With work prospects in the ISA starting to shrink, Joe moved to Townsville and proceeded to set up an even better DX setup than he had in the ISA. Joe also found he had a talent in fault finding and fixing power supplies. Those fault-finding skills extending into fixing transceivers that had a discrete component build. Joe was also an accomplished clay pigeon shotgun marker with regular participation as a member of the Townsville Gun Club in regional and statewide tournaments. Sincere condolences to wife Imelda, son Joe Jr. and surviving family. Vale Joe Sebastiani, VK4SWR, Silent Key. And now, more sad news.
This is Gordon. One of SCARC's members has sadly passed away. Gordon Webster, VK4CWJ, passed away last week and the funeral was held last Thursday. Gordon worked for the OTC in Martin Place, Sydney and the DCA in Port Moresby during the 60s and 70s, and he also travelled many times to Thursday Island. He was a keen operator in many HF competitions around the world. Gordon also had some issues with interference at his QDH in Pacific Paradise that caused him no end of grief to his HF activities. Vale Gordon, VK4CWJ.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News amateur radio news service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Great things are happening in the world of sports as our fellow Aussies strive for medals in the Olympic Games in Paris. Regardless of the purity or otherwise of the waters of the Seine, through the City of Lights, there appear to have been no fatalities as a result of playing in a possibly polluted stream. As a nation of successful armchair sports people, we here in VK have a great tradition to uphold, and no doubt there have been many traditional meals of sporting fare scoffed in the dark and wee hours of the night. I'll be interested to see the figures of the increase in meat pie and home-delivered meals during this period. It's fitting that we radio amateurs enjoy the spectacle vicariously through our monitors and TVs. What better use is there for modern electronics than participating in a world event where so many nations are represented from the comfort of one's own home and the support of modern conveniences of refrigeration and microwave ovens. Maybe to top the medal tally in Paris will be an entry in the Guinness Book of Records, with a count of bodies focused on sporting immortality that exceeds the record set by tennis and football competitions. This is all to show that we are a race of people and a subset of this superbly positioned to enjoy the indulgences of amateur radio. in a suitable space, all the paraphernalia of our favourite activity can be gathered. The multiple monitors and the comfortable operating chair, the earphones with the comfortable dual cushions, and even special lighting and quick access to refreshments during breaks in activity can all be arranged for the champion amateur operator. Of course, for the more frugal, Spartan-minded ham, there are a variety of options for outdoor activities which can include enjoying bushland, beaches, mountains and even hilltops to show how fearless and strong we can be in enjoying amateur radio. For the multifaceted amateur who can multitask, they can always have various video features showing on the monitors and, by engaging the computer or two, run digital modes whilst keeping an eye on one's favourite sport and even have a rag chew whilst the scanner brings in the latest news of local drama to the shack. Yes, my friends, we are so lucky to belong to a cohort of versatile and engaged people who can sustain good levels of activity and a healthy lifestyle whilst mainly remaining seated. It's a lesson to show the world and our fellow Aussies just how good life can be when we join the ranks of amateur radio. On that note, I hope we remember there are activities coming hard upon us that may shake us into more feverish activity. As they say, good luck in the contest. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. Sunfest 2024 is here. Saturday, September 14th at the Coolum Civic Centre. This is a new location as our previous venue is booked out. The address is 2 to 4 Park Street, Coolum Beach. Here is your chance to grab a bargain, catch up with folks you haven't seen for a while for an off-air rag chew, or just enjoy the atmosphere. Tickets this year are cheaper than last year at just under $7 for general entry and $10 for a trader's ticket that includes one general admission. Open for trader entry from 8 a.m. while doors for general admission open strictly at 10 a.m. Just go to vk4wis.org for details of ticket purchasing.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.